Osiris.
Hey, this is Brendan from Umphrey's McGee. This podcast is part of the Osiris podcast family. Osiris is a growing community of music and culture podcasts, connecting music fans with conversation, commentary, and of course, lots of music. Osiris works in partnership with Relix Magazine. Osiris.
Hi friends, welcome to the Helping Friendly Podcast. This is a quick hit for August 4th, 2018. This is Matt here, and on the line from Alpharetta, I have Mark. Hey Mark, how's it going today?
It's going great, Matt. I'm in Alpharetta, couldn't ask to be in a better place right now.
Awesome, awesome. So Mark was at the show last night and is going to help us understand how it all went down and what it was like to be in the room for what was a pretty great Saturday night show. Before we get into that, just a couple of quick things. Thanks to everybody who tuned in for our attempt to do a couch report last night. We had what we thought was a pretty good show going for a while. Pre-show, unfortunately, some technology gremlins crept in and didn't let us continue the way that we were trying to. So we apologize about that, thank the few of you who tuned in after the show on YouTube Live to catch us out there. So this is a learning process for all of us. Hopefully we can do another one in the near future, and Putin's guys or whoever was interfering with our traffic last night can back off and let us get the good content out to you people. So thanks again. The other thing is that we face an issue with the post on YouTube. It got flagged and is unavailable at the moment. We're gonna try and see if we can get that unlocked so that everybody that was not able to watch it before can check it out later, and we'll let you know if and when that happens. The other thing that I wanted to mention, and we mentioned it yesterday and we mentioned it to folks last night, if you're still trying to get into Curveball, the work exchange team still looking for people to work at the festival, they have a way for you to get a ticket at a discounted price if you're able to do that. So go to workexchangeteam.com/curveball if you want to look into that. We know those guys are really good. They run a great organization, and it's a way for you to help out with the festival as well as get yourself in if you didn't think to buy a ticket before it sold out. The other thing I'll mention, for those of you who didn't catch the late night part of our broadcast last night, we had a winner in our haiku contest. That is a Grateful TX girl who sent us in an awesome haiku. So she won the signed Rift LP, signed by Tom Marshall. So congratulations. And we'll try to do more contests like that in the near future to get everybody involved and give you chances to win some cool stuff. All right, so on to the Alpharetta show from last night. So, Mark, you were there. I'm assuming you're there for the whole weekend, and this was night two for you. Is that true?
That is, yeah. I was there for Friday night, last night, and I'll be there in just a few hours.
Awesome, awesome. Now, is this your first time in Alpharetta, or have you been to that venue before?
I've been here a few times before. I haven't been back since, I think, 2014, I think, was the last time they were here. I think that was my last time through.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. And it looks like it's a pretty cool place, relatively new. I think a little bit on the small side. I personally have not been in there, but what's your overall impression? Is it a place that you like to see them?
You know, it's a pretty big pit area, like general admission area. So if you get your pit tickets, you got a lot of places to find some good areas to dance and to listen to good music. If you have your pavilion seats, they're a little further back. But again, all great sight lines and great audio from every vantage point I've been.
Sweet. So what was your overall impression of the show last night?
Last night, I looked back and kind of thinking it back through my head, and I had three distinct highlights. And, I mean, everybody's kind of looking at that Soul Planet, so I know that's been talked about a lot, and it's going to continue to be talked about. But I think in the first set, I don't want anybody to kind of overlook that Wolfman's. Wolfman's has been a song that has kind of come back into my world as a jam vehicle. May not be the longer or extended jams, but really high tempo, upbeat, and last night Paige just took it over. So that was my first highlight from the first set. I couldn't ask for a better Wolfman's right off the rip.
Yeah, that was a really good one. We were watching the show here, between couch report attempts here, and that was one of the things that stuck out to us. I mean, the Wolfman's in the last couple of years just tend to go into that kind of funky area, and are good and fun and danceable. But this one got it went into like a really amazing kind of bliss jam by the end, broke the mold, and was not exactly like most Wolfman's that you'd usually hear.
I agree. And, you know, it's been a few years since I've had a Wolfman's that kind of struck me like last night did. And I was thinking back to, I think it was Cincinnati in 2009, I think it was the fall, and it was just an absolutely amazing Wolfman's that blew my mind, and that kind of took me back to it last night.
Excellent. So we had in the first set last night, Bouncing, Chalk Dust, Fuck Your Face, that awesome Wolfman's, followed up by Things People Do. Then you get the Lengthwise into Maze. Always good to hear Lengthwise at the beginning there. And I don't know about you, but I thought that Maze was really incredible.
Yeah, I mean, you took the words out of my mouth, actually, Matt. The Lengthwise Maze was probably my second highlight from the last night's set. A traditional pairing, you know, kind of throwing it back old school and really getting people engaged, right off that bat. And then you're right, it led into an amazing maze that just got dark and deep and really caught a groove that, I lost myself in, and I'm not.
Nice. So then we follow that up with Waiting All Night, Divided Sky, and Character Zero to wrap up the set. Waiting All the Night happens to be a favorite of mine from the Fuego material. Can't argue with Divided Sky, especially as the sun is going down, and then Character Zero. Any other kind of general thoughts on the first set before we move on to set two?
You know, the Waiting All Night is a song that continues to develop and grow. So I'm right there with you. I know sometimes the slower songs don't tend to get the reviews that we want. But the more developed and the more, deeper that they get, the more beautiful it becomes. And I feel like that's when the crowd really becomes one.
Excellent. So then six song second set, you've got Cross-Eyed and Painless into Soul Planet, into A Song I Heard the Ocean Sing, Piper, Possum, and Slave. That looks like a pretty good set on paper. How did that play out for you?
I'm a big Piper fan, and I'll have to tell you, kind of just talking with people about Piper a little bit today, I lost myself in that Piper, and it was one of those moments, I think we've all been there, where you kind of look at your buddy next to you or the closest person to you and say, you know what song is this again? Because you just lost yourself. And that's where Piper took me last night. And as a Piper fan, it's kind of what I wanted. It wasn't the slow build that I wanted, but the back end just filled my heart.
Yeah, it got really, really hot there by the end. I had the same thing happen. I think that was the point in the second set. I had to turn to RJ and Jonathan and say, wait, what song did this come out of? And we were trying to like mentally piece together what had happened earlier in the set, because we just sort of, as you were saying, kind of like lost our place in what they had been playing. And that was after, a 35-minute long pairing of Cross-Eyed and Painless into Soul Planet to open up the whole set. That Soul Planet, some of these new songs have been on this tour, just went really, really deep.
Yeah, I mean, the Soul Planet jam is something that must be listened to again and again, kind of like the Carini the night before. And you won't be disappointed. There's just so many segments, and just I just can remember being there thinking, wow, this is another segment, and this is another segment, and you know, it just kept the feet moving and the body bouncing. So it's definitely worth a re-listener or 100 moving forward. But you know, the song I sold, heard the Ocean Sing, you know, that was one that kind of got lost in the middle there between that Piper and that opening tandem. That shouldn't be overlooked. So that was another beautiful piece that I hope everybody kind of goes back and remembers, because it can be forgotten between those two monsters.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when, you know, then you get into that amazing Piper afterwards. Possum, which although I think probably wasn't as didn't really get out there like the last version that Bill Graham did, it was good. And then Slave to the Traffic Light to wrap it up, which is always amazing. I mean, it's hard to argue with that second set or even find a lull in it, really. I mean, there's no like fourth quarter syndrome or anything. That's kind of action packed from start to finish.
I agree. My legs are going to be thankful for my pavilion seat tonight, so I have a little bit of a rest in the set, because the dancing was nonstop, and the energy was exactly where I wanted it to be for the entire night, and hoping that it continues forward tonight.
Excellent. So as we head into tonight three, any predictions or things that you're really hoping to hear?
There's a few that I want to hear, but I'm a big antelope fan, so I always want to hear an antelope, and it might be a good second set closer. The second set closers this run has been monstrous, so that would be great. But I'm also looking forward to, if you want to throw back to a nice 1.0 Bowie or a 1.0 Haley's jam, I'm open to it.
Oh, man, I would not argue with hearing either of those. So great. So it sounds like you're having an awesome time in Alpharetta. Is this the end of the tour for you, or are you going to be able to catch more shows over the next couple weeks?
Yeah, this is going to be it for me until I hit the mothership and we blast off once again.
Excellent. Well, I think most of our team is going to be there in Hampton, so we'll see you there this fall. And we'll also, at least half of us, be in Merriweather next weekend. And, of course, Curveball, where we're going to have a lot of things going on. And keep tuned to social media for that. So, Mark, before we head out here today, if I were to ask you for maybe a jam that we should let the listeners listen to for a couple minutes at the end here, what would you suggest?
I think we could probably agree with you, Joe, with the end of the Piper.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good one. Excellent. So we'll get into that. Thanks, everybody, again. Thanks, Mark, for joining us, taking some time out of your fish weekend. And everybody, if you haven't already, you hear us say this all the time, but it really does help us out. Go give us a review on Apple Podcasts, the Google Play Store, anywhere you're getting podcasts, and you can give feedback. That helps people discover us and become known. By the way, one additional place that you can listen to us, if you haven't noticed, if you're a Plex user. I personally love Plex Home Theater. A lot of people use that for their music and for their movies. They've got a podcast section on there where you can find our show as well as a lot of the other great Osiris podcasts that you may be listening to. So thank you again, and looking forward to night three at Alpharetta. We'll talk to you about that tomorrow. And here's a little bit of the Piper from last night.